Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Ernie Smith with the Knoxville Morning Kiwanis about the improvements to the Youngs Park Playground. All right, well, tell me a little bit about what's going on at Kiwanis Playground here.
We've got a five-phase playground with a $200,000 budget. Today we're working on putting the last phase together. We're almost there. We're waiting for a crane to lift the heavier pieces, but other than that, it's pretty well together. We've had a lot of volunteers, and it's went very well.
Talk about organizing this, the idea for this, and just the thoughts behind that.
We started in 2012 with the idea of looking at the playground that we had here, and it was all hand-me-down stuff, and we thought that Knoxville needed a nicer playground for our visitors that come here every year for the Nationals, and we thought that we should be ashamed of the one we had. We put up the first phase of it in September of 2013, and we've been just putting up a little bit every year, and this is our last year.
What do you want to see for this playground? Ultimate goal, people come into Knoxville, and what do you want them to think?
Well, we've got real good response. It's a handicapped playground, completely handicapped, and we're getting some handicapped kids. People may not realize, but in Marion County, there's at least 80 kids that could qualify to do this. We're the first handicapped playground within a 50-mile radius of Knoxville, so we got people coming from everywhere.
Talk about the work put in and the journey between getting people to help out and getting people to help work.
This is what we call a Kiwanis signature project. It's been done by the Knoxville Morning Kiwanis Club, and it's been done all with volunteer help. We have had some volunteer help from the city, but we get to put the Kiwanis name on it. It's a Kiwanis Miracle Playground. It'll always be a Kiwanis Miracle Playground, and we call that a signature project.
Talk about just some of the emotions you might have once it's completed, kind of seeing it all come together.
I've been working on this for 5 years, and I'm paid in full. I've got over 2,000 hours in it, and I'm paid in full every time I see a little kid out here smiling and having a good time. And this is going to be here 30 or 40 years long after I'm gone. So it's a blessing in disguise. I'm afraid probably that when it's all over, I may go into withdrawal, but because I've worked on it for so long.
What should people know about the playground, and what does it all have with it?
It's designed in three phases, in that we have one part of it that's for kids from 2 to 5, and then we have the other part of it that we're putting up today, which is the more challenging part of it, that's for kids from 5 to 12. When they get the new skate pit in, they're going to put another playground down there for bigger kids. It'll be a rope-type climbing thing for bigger kids. So we're going to keep the little kids here, and we'll have the bigger kids down there where the new skate pit's going to be.
What do you think it adds to the park and just adds to the city of Knoxville?
Well, the city of Knoxville was given this park in 1972. And if you'll look, in that many years, they've not done very much with it. But with us doing this playground, all of a sudden, we're looking at $2 or $3 million worth of improvement to this playground. There's going to be a splash pad here. There's going to be a shelter house with restrooms. There's going to be concessions for the ballpark and the soccer field. And then to the west of the playground, we're going to have a splash pad. So we kind of feel good that we got the thing started and the city has taken over, and really we're going to have a wonderful, wonderful park here.
If someone wanted to volunteer for a project like this in the future, how should they get started and where should they go?
Our Knoxville Morning Kiwanis Club we're all older people. And what Kiwanis needs in a real big way is we need new, younger members. We're over a 50-year-old club. We've been here in Knoxville for a long time, but I'm 86 years old, and we need younger people to take over and do the things for kids here in Knoxville that Kiwanis is capable of doing. the kids need Qantas, and we need you to serve the kids of Knoxville.
Thanks to Ernie Smith for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.